Chapter 1, verse 3. Duryodhana, approaching Drona, speaks the following words. Pashyetam Panduputranam Macharya Mahatim Chamum Vyudham Drupada Putrena Tavasheshena Dhimata. Behold, O Master, this mighty army of the sons of Pandu, arrayed for battle by your talented pupil Drishtadyumna, the son of Drupada. Comment. Acharya. By addressing Drona as Acharya, it seems that Duryodhana means to say that he is the preceptor who taught the Kauravas and the Pandavas the science of warfare, so he should not be partial to either of the groups. Tava Shishena Dhimata. By this phrase, Duryodhana means that Drona is so simple-hearted that he has taught the science of warfare to Drishtadyumna, Drupada's son, who is born to kill him, Drona, and who is so clever that he is determined to vanquish and kill none other than his own preceptor. Drupada Putrena. It means that Drupada, with the motive of getting your honor killed, got a holy sacrifice performed by the two brahmanas, men of the priest class, named Yaja and Upayaja, and thus Drishtadyumna was born. The same Drishtadyumna was standing before him as commander of a rival army. Though Duryodhan could speak the word Drishtadyumna instead of Drupada Putra, the son of Drupada, yet he intentionally used Drupada Putrena to remind Dronacharya of the enmity that Drupada had with him. So he really meant that it was a good opportunity to take revenge. Pandu Putranam Etam Vyudham Mahatim Chamum Pashya. Behold the mighty army of the Pandavas arrayed for battle by the son of Drupada. It means that Duryodhana wants to say, O Master, the Pandavas whom you love have made the son of Drupada the general of their army so that he may kill you. Had they loved you, they would never have appointed him as a general. Though the army of the Kauravas was larger than that of the Pandavas, the army of Kauravas was 11 Akshonis, while that of the Pandavas was only 7 Akshohinis. Yet the army of the Pandavas seemed to Duryodhan larger than what it actually was. The army of the Pandavas seemed more formidable to Duryodhana because, one, it was arrayed in such a manner that even a small army seemed larger to Duryodhana. Two, all the warriors of the Pandava army were united and of one mind, so it seemed greater in strength and enthusiasm. Drawing Drona's attention to the army of the Pandavas, Duryodhana wants to say to Dronacharya that he should not regard the army of the rival group as ordinary. He should fight with all his might, and it would not be difficult for him to defeat the son of Drupada because he was his pupil. Etam Pashya means that the army of the Pandavas is arrayed for the battle, so you should take a quick decision how to get victory over Drona.